grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium rated credit until 11/4/24.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Ruzanowski and Drew Remenda.
It's the San Jose Sharks and the Utah Hockey Club here at Delta Center in Salt Lake City. Really cool town, isn't it?
Very. What a diametrically opposed two cities we've been in the last 48 hours, going from Friday night and Saturday night in Vegas to Sunday in Salt Lake City, and then Monday, it's great. I am more of the quiet, walk the streets and say hi to people. Really friendly town. It's really nice here. It's great here. I only see the on my way to San Jose during the before training camp from Saskatoon. This is my last stop before I get to San Jose, and it's my first stop when I'm leaving San Jose. So now I get to see really what it's like. It's great.
Now, let's go through that. How come you go through Salt Lake City to get to San Jose?
Interstate's better.
That's the reason?
Yeah, double A. I can go a reasonable speed. You can go a little bit longer. You can go a little bit shorter way, but I like the highways better.
But they used to always tell me, though, if you really wanted to go at a faster speed, all you have to do is get some Quebec license plates.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Okay.
Because they can drive faster anywhere.
I didn't know that.
When we were on the Northway in New York driving toward Montreal, all the cars, you'd be going 70, 75, and all the cars that are passing you all had Quebec plates.
Yeah, well, I did not know that. Well, Jacques Villeneuve, so you can understand why.
It does make some sense. So here we are. Sharks are in a situation that has never been seen in the history of the National Hockey League. 9 games into a season with 0 wins in consecutive years. What's the difference this year to last year?
Compete level, attitude. I think those are the biggest two things. The guys still have an attitude. Like I thought when you look at the games, with the exception of a couple, their compete level's still there. And there's three guys I can think of. And you mentioned it, and we talked about it on the broadcast when we did our switchover. Mario Ferraro and Nico Sturm, their reactions to the goals, but also go back to Winnipeg and Luke Cunningham, and we talked about this too, Luke Cunningham blocking the shot, then scoring a goal. There's that compete level lives and breathes in a lot of these guys, but it's exemplified by those, for me, those three individuals who never quit, never give up, never shortchange themselves, their team, their coaches, and themselves. So that's the difference. The same thing that's happening, though, from last year to this year and this year so far is not starting the game on time and not being able to and having to chase the game all the time. And you know as well as I do, Danny, when you're chasing the game in the NHL, it's really hard. It's hard to do what you need to do in order to win games.
Even the best teams have trouble with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the Sharks have been chasing all the games. I mean, they've given up 66 shots in the first period. That's just too many. They're
22 last game.
22 last game. They've been scored on way too often first. They've been scored on way too often second. So starts of games have given them the problem. Then they chase it from there on in. They work their tails off for 40 minutes, but it's a 60-minute hockey game.
LA game's the example.
Exactly, yeah. And even listen, Vegas is a much better hockey team. They're elite. They are one of the elite teams in the league. So it was going to be a hard night anyway, but they made it harder on themselves. So they've got to do a better job. To me and your partner, Jamal Mayer, said it, puck placement's got to be better. Starts have got to be better. And I like what Ryan Morozovsky said today about the team. He was talking about an individual, but I think you can expand it to the team. What do you do when you don't have your A game? What impact can you make? What positive thing can you do to help the team if you don't have your A game? In other words, if you're a goal scorer and you're not scoring, what else do you do? What else do you do? Find it and make sure you do it more often. And then the work will come. And so the work will be put in, and then so will the goals.
I want to get back to that because it reminds me, we always talk about this at time from time to time, the 93-94 season, where one thing that Kevin Constantine did as the head coach that year was he would go to players and he would give them a list of one or two things we want you to focus, we want you to do. He might say to Jamie Baker, I want you to win 70% of your draws tonight. Or he might say to Artur Zerbe, I want to make sure you don't handle the puck tonight. Or he might, that was a joke. Or you might say to, to Igor Larionov, he might not have said anything to Igor Larionov because he didn't have to. But don't you think that's something that to help the players, remind the players, even if you're a veteran? He mentioned Tyler Toffoli this morning as a guy who scores goals. We know he can score goals. He's leading the team in goals at the moment. But what else is he going to do when the puck's not going in? And that's kind of what you were referring to. What can the coaches do to help?
We would hand sheets out. I would. That was my job. One of my jobs. We would hand sheets out, put them in the guy's stall. And there'd be three things. Just 1, 2, 3, blank space with a pen. We had a couple other questions on there. And individual and team. What do you need to do? What does the team need to do? And we'd collect them after and we'd read them. The biggest thing was we wouldn't ever go back and talk to the guy about it. But it was just something to focus the individual on what they can do to help. So...
Didn't that also help the coaches focus on what the player needs?
Right. Yeah. It was very beneficial for us. But we were big believers in roles. And I'm still a big believer in roles. You have certain roles to play. It doesn't mean you don't go try to score when you have the puck. It doesn't mean you don't defend hard if you don't have the puck. But for any team, we talked about Jack Eichel last game. Jack Eichel is a dominant hockey player. He is one of the more underrated, in my opinion, 200-foot players in the game. But we also talked about when he first came in, playing for Buffalo, he just was trying to score, because he thought and knew that if I score goals, we give our team a better chance to win because we're not a very good team. Well, then when he got a better team around him, all of a sudden, he starts to expand his game, and now he's a more complete player, and he does impact the game even when he's not scored. So that's what Tyler Toffoli, who is a champion, who has scored a ton of goals in this league, who is a goal scorer extraordinaire. If you're not scoring goals, Tyler, what are you doing? That's it. If you're Mario Ferraro and you're not killing plays quick and you're not being able to play the body, what else can you do? You get back to pucks quick. You can communicate. You can get it up and off the glass. You can do something to help the team. Tonight, more than anything, I think it will be about the little things. The little things that the players do in order to help win this game.
Well, I think so, too. You know, a little thing that Mario Ferraro did, we talked about it already, was when he and Nico Sturm had that moment of joy, that elation. I talked to Nico about that today, and he immediately reacted because he says he thinks that could carry over to the next game and that it's important to do it. And it goes back to Igor Larionov, what he once said, you don't work hockey, you play hockey.
Yep, that's exactly right. It's 100%. I talked to Nico Sturm before the game on as the bench interview, and I said, what's got to happen? And he went, we got to start smiling again. We got to put a little joy in our game again. We got to start having fun again. When things are going hard and things aren't going your well, everybody, because they all want to win, they all care, you start gripping the stick a little bit too tight and you start getting a little nasty and then you don't have any fun come the rink. You were at practice yesterday. They had a fun day. And that's smart by the coaches. You got to enjoy coming to the game because, as Igor said, it's a game. You play it. You've got to. If you're not having fun here, what are you doing with your life? You know, it's fun to be in the NHL.
Hey, Matt Benning just told me he's back in the lineup tonight. He said, we're never going to have a job as this ever in our lives. We're not going to have as much fun as we are now ever in our lives. So why don't we enjoy it? I think that's probably the key to this game. The joy. You don't work hockey. You play hockey. The San Jose Sharks need a victory. They've got Benning back in the lineup. They've also got Mackenzie Blackwood in the nets. It's going to be a great game. We are on the air at 5:30 Pacific time because we are 1 hour ahead in the Mountain Time Zone. Jamal Mayers and I will be on the air. And until then, that is it for the Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.